W Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Your day's going well?
Good. But it's still early. Anything can change. Hope yours going good. Rush into the office and get that last little bit done before the holidays. KO4HKX here.
Morning, Eric. KN4TSW. How are you guys this morning?
I'm doing good. Just pulling out on the road.
A little bit of drizzle, but that's it.
I'm 85 South here at exit 90, so yeah, heading in. Another day at work.
Flat tires are problems for you this week.
Got empty this morning, so I don't need anything else today.
Hey, happy birthday.
It's, big 5-0. Not sure how I feel about it yet.
At 17 years, you can retire.
And I got that one looming over my head here shortly.
How many are you?
Turn 50 in May.
Coffee this morning.
I done finished my first cup, KF4NXY, David.
KO4HKX.
N4TFW. How'd your testing go?
Been pretty good. Everything's good to go for Thursday. Get my throat cut Thursday. They're gonna, go in there and clean out that carotid artery and get a little more blood flow going to the brain there.
I hope it goes well.
Everything goes smooth there.
I got a good surgeon, and he's got good reviews on Google, and shouldn't be no complications with it. But anyway, y'all go ahead and take it back up, y'all, out there in the mobile and be destinating pretty soon. Now, I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
And David, and I hope everything goes smooth with your surgery if I don't talk to you again between now and then. Everybody's weekend.
I had my birthday yesterday since today's Monday, and Monday sucks, and everything is closed in Shelby on Monday. So, Courtney made me some cookies, and we just had a veg day to sit around and watch TV and hang out with the kids, and eat some good food, so it was good. It was like low-key birthday at home.
All weekend.
Busy all weekend. Had a Christmas party for the Macro District Saturday morning. And then the wife and I spent the rest of the day just out and about. And then Sunday was nonstop because we had the Christmas play at church, Christmas dinner at church, church Sunday morning, so it was just a lot. Feel like I haven't sat down all weekend and ready to go back to work, take a break.
What is that E?
Morning, dude. KO4HKX.
Morning again, dude. KN4TFW.
Patrick, Ken, and I think, was that Eric? 85, I thought that's where y'all were at this time of morning for a little while, but obviously not.
Well, we can hear 610.
And it's Monday, I hate Mondays.
Monday if you're retired.
No restaurants are open.
Man, that makes it better. Where's Dave at? Is he in there this morning?
Yeah.
Good morning at you, and you're never there, but now you are. Well, good morning to you, Dave.
Dude, sounding good this morning.
I got me a new power supply.
Yeah, sounds real good. No buzz in there at all. Take it back up with the rest of them. Get me another cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
There's a
Y'all go ahead. KF4NXY.
Hero. I need to start drinking. I'm thinking about start drinking liquor. I figure if I do it now, by the time it gets to my liver, it'd be time for me to go anyway.
Well, on that one altogether. Just never have cared for it.
You know, I never even drank beer. I never developed a taste for any. I tried as a kid, but it just, I didn't get along with it.
Really good coffee.
Totally the taste, it's the temperature. I just don't like hot drinks. That, and it always burns the roof of my mouth anytime I drink anything hot, so I just don't mess with it.
Yeah, all day, too.
Not hot. But they're not going through it that fast, so, yeah, if you have coffee served at the right temperature, it's actually really, really good. Our espresso machine at about 116 degrees. Excellent.
I never knew that about coffee.
Yeah, most beverages where the flavor is important, they have a temperature associated with, like, you know, white wine is typically better a little cooler, and then red wine is not as cool, and then, you know, hot chocolate and coffee are best around 115, 120. It just depends on the drink, but, yeah, I mean, just, you know, hot for the sake of hot usually, you know, ruins most things. On our espresso machine, it'll dispense hot water, and if you tell it you're drinking green tea, it dispenses hot water that's not quite as hot as if you're drinking black tea. So even, you know, the brewing temperature of tea requires a specific temperature of water for best results.
Met up for the different temperatures.
Not about others, but I know that if you're having it make hot water for black tea, it's like 130 degrees, and then for green tea, it's like 110 or something.
Yep.
KL4HK.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Hey, Eddie, dude.
KF4NXY, David.
WNC9B.
Crowd on here this morning.
Tea, I just poured me a glass of iced tea, stick it in the microwave.
I just don't worry about it. Tea's made to be cold.
Butter tea is meant to be cold and unsweet.
North.
Down here, right?
In what states to go to and not ask for sweet tea?
Not when I ask for unsweet tea, I get sweet tea anyway.
Opposite, I ask for sweet tea, and I'll generally end up with unsweet tea.
That is when you ask for sweet tea, and then the next round you say, just give me a half and half.
Well, when we have people visiting us from our Asia office, they'll bring over loose leaf black tea from China. And you want to talk about some amazing tea. They have some amazing tea in China. I made some iced tea from some of that loose leaf black tea, and it was the best iced tea I ever had.
Just went quiet. Going back to sleep.
Traffic just heavy this morning for some reason. I'm in a pack of like 20 cars.
Runner.
Must there be everybody trying to go into the office for that last week push for the end of the year?
Get it over with.
Wishing your life away.
Bane.
White horse here. It's a heavy mist. Just enough to be a really aggravating.
Yeah, same here. KN4TFW.
Clearing up.
Cloudy today. I don't think we're really supposed to be getting any rain.
Jim Spell.
70 by midweek, but then dropping off into the 40s for Thursday and Friday.
70 will be good. Got two.
Just like that, I'm going to be laying out, and then they'll be shorting you on your Social Security.
2.5% raise for long.
Yippee!
cost of the Medicare premium.
Check back down at Z9B.
Your eggs are going up again.
There are farmer's markets that I can at the store.
And so sometimes I get them for free.
Enough eggs anymore to make it worthwhile.
At a local farm, they come to our farmer's market every Saturday morning, and it's like $5 for a dozen eggs, and they're, you know, chickens out in a yard. They're not in cages, they're not tortured, they're not, you know, in unsanitary conditions, and that, those eggs are cheaper than the ones in the store that claim to be the same thing, even though they're not. Yeah, the free-range labeling on a box, they have to have, like, 2 square feet or something, and they call that free-range. But, yeah, these chickens we get, they're from a little farm called Wits End. And, yeah, the chickens are just out in the big field. You know, they're eating bugs and eating, you know, they get some grain and stuff. But the eggs are fantastic, better than anything in the store. And they're, you know, they cost less. It's pretty amazing.
Takes a better egg.
Eggs off, or do you get them as is? They're not washed. You can just leave them on your countertop.
Out in the fridge when we get home, but we, you know, we've got eggs that are months old still in there, and they're fine. You know, I mean, as long as you don't wash them, they'll keep for a really long time.
Germany, you go over there, and they don't wash your eggs or do anything to them, and all the eggs are just sold at room temperature. They don't keep them in a refrigerated section like we do here. I had a couple chickens. We would have a whole bucket of them, of eggs, just sitting on the counter. As long as you don't wash them, they're good. They're protected from any bacteria. Decided that wasn't good enough, so we had to do something different.
A lot of our food from local farms lately, and we can definitely tell the difference. It's a lot better to get meats and eggs and stuff from farms.
For the past months, it doesn't matter where you get a steak from. Yeah, we've tried them from all different places. Finally, just quit because they're so tough. I mean, like even a T-bone or something like that. It just, I mean, you can hardly chew it. You need super sharp teeth to eat them.
From the same food service, you know, Sysco and Sodexo provide the food service for like 90% of restaurants, and it's all the same garbage.
We went to Longhorn, and I got a. They call it a porterhouse. It was just a big T-bone. And, you know, the filet side was fine, but the other side, I couldn't eat it. It was too tough.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be good, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you later this evening. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
73 Andrew, have a great day and be safe. W2JKT.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
Yeah, take care. And C9B.
Don't overwork today. N4A's Eddie. Having to go to work.
Those people on a fixed income.
I'm day off, but I've only got 2 vacation days left. I'm going to use them next week after Christmas.
If I don't stop for fuel real soon, I ain't going to make it to work.
Because I didn't work since last Monday.
And now?
Getting this week over with, because then I'll take 2 weeks off.
And you're doing something else, right?
Inventory and truck maintenance.
PSA call in there.
Dude, I got to get it working again first, though.
Your truck.
Maintenance on the inside, cleaning little things here and there, nothing major. That's the thing I'm finding I hate about the digital stuff, is you don't use it for a little while, you always got to try to figure out how to get it working again.
Irritated me last week that JS8 called it a software update and it erased my configuration, so I had to reconfigure everything all over again, including all of my saved messages. because you can do an APRS beacon and stuff, so I had all those messages saved, you know, for sending a beacon, and I had to redo all of that because the update deleted the configuration file. That was irritating.
That's the thing I'm finding the most aggravating about doing anything digital is trying to keep it working. It's just constant tinkering with it.
I've got it set up. I mean, I don't really have to mess with it that much. I use FL Rig for rig control, and then FL Digi, or JSA call could just talk to FL Rig. And once I got that set up, that was pretty. It's pretty solid.
I use a Digi Rig for it, but like I said, there again, every time you do something, you got to mess with it. Or if I use my 991A, it's got all the sound card built into it, and then you got to mess with it. You got to have a different computer for each one, or you got to go in and change all your settings.
If I have FL Rig for radio control, is that it remembers settings for all your different radios?
Check that one out then. Like I said, it's just that's been the most aggravating part of it for me.
Well, Digi installed, it also that comes with FL Rig, I think. Don't quote me on it, but yeah, check it out. Because it's got good presets for, there's an accident. Good presets for all the different radios, like, you know, hundreds of them. And you don't have to mess with much.
I'll have to see if I can squeeze some time in to figure that all out and see what's going on again.
2 weeks off.
Let's see if we get some digital stuff going on over the Christmas break.
So have a great day. I'm going to go find the truck. have a great day. Stay dry. And fair, it's going to be nice. And Z9B.
Be careful out there today. And KO4H get.
SEM3 Leon. Have a good one. KN4TFN.
Great day. Drive safe. WTJKT.
Be safe out there. N4AZ.
Sign to you. I'm going to pull in here and get some fuel and that, and then I'll be at work. So you guys have an awesome day, and I look forward to catching you later. KN4TFW.
Be careful out there and have a great day. KO4H get.
73 Ken, have a great day. WTUJKT.
Good day. I'm going to get out of here for a little while. KF4NXY.
Hey, y'all have a good day. Dropping like flies. Ken, don't overdo it today. Dave, guess I'll talk to you later on, N4AZE.
Good day, WTJKT.
KO4H Kex, and hey, dude, did you get your generator installed last week?
And they, the procedures they have to go through, they've got it, they've got the gas line all going from the generator right to the connection point on the main gas line. They got a gauge on it with a 11 pounds, they left it that way. I think the gas company comes out and inspects that, and then they've got the hole dug where the power goes, so the co-op electric company's got to come out and inspect that, so I don't know when they're going to fire it up.
At least they're making progress.
Made to run, but it's just not, no gas, the gas line's only about a foot away from where it's going to go to the main line. They put a T right there, and then they hook up the pigtails there ready to hook up, so I guess once they inspect it, I guess they'll do that this week. But it looks, it's sitting out there looking like it's ready to run. And the pad, this is weird, they got this pad. It's a black thing about 4 inches tall, and it's big. It's bigger than the generator. And they get that all leveled out where they want it right there, and then fill it up with water, and it's got a gel in it that they say turns into concrete, and it becomes real heavy.
Pretty neat. Makes it easy installation anyway.
That's a hurricane pad, what they call it. He said they use them in Florida. They have to use them in Florida because of the hurricanes. I don't know if it, they said it's really heavy, so I don't know if they have trouble with the wind blowing them away or water or what, but he said they use them in Florida. They have to. Hurricane pad, I don't know.
But I'm sure it still makes it much easier than trying to dig in there and put a concrete pad or gravel pad, whatever else you would have to do.
That apple, I mean, it's pretty level where it is anyway. It just had a slight little slope, but he dug it in a little bit, and then they slide it around and dig a little more and put it in position, level it and all that, and then they fill it full of water. Going through it or anything to hold it in place. I asked them about that, and they said, no, it's not going to move. Our company comes out, and they do what they call a simulated outage.
All they do is come out and flip the main breaker, see if the generator phone does its thing, and make sure it's not feeding back.
What's it? So just wait on it. I'm waiting on the next power outage, see what happens.
Wrong way, but I hope you're waiting a long time.
You know, we hadn't had an ice storm in a good while. I figure we're about due for it. But our power goes out 4 or 5 times a year for, you know, a couple hours or 4 hours, something like that. That'll make it really nice.
And Eric, before you get out of here, have you seen the price of diesel coming down in the Anderson area? I was over there this weekend and was surprised at how cheap it was.
87 at the Exxon by my office last time I had my truck down last week.
To Anderson just a little bit, I found it for $2.74.
Economic indicators, so when they start going down, it's an indication of slowing economic activity. JKT.
Dylan, I am almost here at my first stop, so I'm going to bail out of here. Eric, be careful the rest of your trip. Have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. And dude, enjoy that recliner, and I hope you have a great day. Until Miss Vicky, I said hello. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
Have a great day. I'm going to jump out, too, because I'm losing this repeater fast. So, dude, have a great day as well. Enjoy that bark lounger, and I'll chat with you guys a little bit later. WTJKT.
Good, and don't overwork today. Be safe. Catch y'all next time. N4AZE.